What's up, everyone? It's DJ CD, and we're here for the Dender Zone. I'm with someone. Do a dang intro. What the heck? Come on. All right, so you still go by DJ Fish or nah?
DJ Finn.
DJ Finn, all right. Yeah. And then you got a DJ name yet?
No, they, Anna.
All right, and then we're back with my editor, Christian, right here. And so we're going to be talking about TV shows and movies today. So which one y'all want to start talking about first? What's honestly y'all probably favorite TV show?
I don't have a favorite TV show. I watch anything. But right now, I would say, like, Love Island.
That's cool. I'm a little childish, not going to lie. So I rewatched Ninjago over the summer and stuff because they got a bunch of new seasons. So I kind of just felt entitled to have to watch it since I watched it when I was a kid. So after I saw all those new seasons, I'm like, I'm probably not going to like this anymore since I'm older now. But, you know, I felt that was my duty to watch it. So yeah. I did it, and it was actually kind of funny. So I have no regrets. My voice is cracked. Dang.
I have no regrets.
Christian, how about you, man?
Right now, one of my favorite TV shows. I had to choose one, probably Grey's Anatomy.
That sounds kind of familiar for real, but like my memory this year has been trash, so
You don't know what Grey's Anatomy is?
Oh, never mind. I heard something else. Yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's like
I never watched it personally, but I do know what it is though.
I don't need to watch it. I know everything because everybody spoils it, so
The only spoils I really get ever is for my freaking Marvel game. When there's a new Marvel movie, I'd be like, shut the frick up, chat. I'd be blocking so many people. I unblock them after I watch the movie, but like, I need them to shut up at the moment.
Yeah, understandable.
So how about you?
Thing is, I don't really have a favorite. I mean, like, I watch like different types, but I don't think I have a favorite.
Well, then what's one that you really mess with then?
Well, on the third, Friday, Wednesday, I mean, Thursday. My fault, guys.
Well, I'm so confused. So like, it's called On a Third, or are we talking about
No. The second season comes out. It's Heartstopper.
Watch that show.
Yeah. Not my favorite, because I don't really, like, I watch YouTube. I'm just saying that. I watch YouTube.
Yeah, I watch it a lot now, too, nowadays. But I've been a little more busy lately.
Yeah, that's probably something that I most likely watch. I'm waiting for the second season, so, yeah.
Or you might have ragers after this comment, or we might have an agreement, so I feel like Netflix overrated now, because they're taking out all the good stuff for real.
It is.
They are taking all the
good
stuff.
Okay, let's go. I'm going to say some people still be talking about how Netflix is so good, but like, nah, you tweaking.
No, they took out every good show they had, or they stopped making seasons
of it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. All right, let's go. We got a W room right now. W room. So it's probably all favorite streaming service. Honestly, for me, I'd say it's like between Disney Plus and Hulu nowadays.
Hulu or Prime? No, HBO Max.
Mine is HBO Max.
Yeah. Honestly, I haven't used Max too much, so that's why, you know, I don't really say anything about it.
YouTube. It's all YouTube.
HBO Max has stuff that Netflix don't. Like, any movie that Netflix took off of it, HBO Max has.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah, I was going to say, dang near, everyone has something Netflix doesn't nowadays.
Yeah.
it's pretty trash nowadays. And then how they like updated, I think, like 2 to 3 years ago, it just looks weird now, too. So not even as easy to manage anymore as it used to be. And God dang, what is up with my voice cracking today?
You just need a drink of water.
I probably do, because I haven't drunk nothing this morning.
Yeah, that's probably all it is.
Got the dry voice.
Yeah, I guess so. And then, honestly, probably one of my favorite movies had Will Ferrell in it. Kicking and Screaming. Y'all ever heard of it, maybe?
No. Sound like a movie somebody getting kidnapped in.
Well, nah, it's actually pretty funny, though. And, man, you should not give that guy coffee, though, because he was going crazy in the movie when he got coffee.
Coffee?
He turned into a psychopath, basically.
Right.
He went crazy off that Super Bowl coach, Mike Ditka.
I gotta watch it.
Gosh.
Yeah. Like, I know I'm making it sound bad, but, like,
no, you're not.
It's actually good.
It sounds kind of interesting.
Oh, wait. No, I actually do have a favorite show, now that I'm thinking about it. TV show. I like The Crowded Room. Have you guys ever heard of that?
No.
Nah.
Tom Holland. It has Tom Holland in it. It's amazing. He has... it's only on the movie. It's... he has different personalities. Like, he has a ton of personalities, and they all just, like, come out randomly at times, and he doesn't know it.
Gotcha.
Until for a while.
So like a personality disorder or something, basically. Yeah. Gotcha.
At first, I didn't think I would like it, but now it's just getting interesting. It only has 10 episodes. And
yeah, it's probably pretty new.
Yeah.
Usually, whatever Tom Holland's in is pretty solid, usually.
Oh, yeah.
The main things I watch if I'm in it, though, is Spider-Man, though, obviously.
Yeah.
I haven't really watched some of the other things he's in.
I'm a little upset with Tom Holland right now.
And
Zendaya.
What happened?
Did they break up?
No, they didn't break up. Y'all didn't see what they was doing?
Are you talking about that one scene when
You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
Is this not PG-13?
It's
what
not.
Happened? It's right, we're going to talk about this after the episode.
Yeah,
then.
We need to finish it after.
But what's probably y'all favorite comedian?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
I don't have a favorite comedian.
Honestly,
if I do, it's like the Mexican comedians.
Oh, actually, I've seen this like pretty funny one on TikTok. I forgot what his name was though. But I actually ended up seeing him on like one of the streaming services the other day.
When I went to Mexico, we went to one and they were roasting what's it called? A mother and a dad.
Oh my. Oh my
God. That's crazy.
Because the difference between the comedian here and over there is that over there they use a lot of like words to offend people, but we all don't take it serious because we know they're joking.
Yeah, that's really honestly an issue for a lot of people nowadays. Too many people just get sensitive over the dumbest stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it annoys the frick out of me for real. But anyways.
That's for real.
Honestly, another good movie that I like, though, I would have to say would be Major Payne. Have y'all ever heard of that one?
Yeah.
I was just watching it last night, and I was dying. That part where he made those kids wear dresses.
Oh, my gosh. They had to walk everywhere.
And when he shaved their heads bald. Because that one kid was talking back.
I was like, oh, please.
And then I think, like, they hired, like, one of their parents or some rando just to come beat him up.
Yeah.
And then he just got hit in, like, three hits, and he's down.
I was like, oh, my.
The kick. The punch, the other kick, GG's, it was over.
Them kicks were crazy, too.
Have you guys heard of the movie Resident Evil?
Yeah.
The older ones?
Yes, I think everyone's heard of it. Like, I haven't personally watched it or played it, but, like, I know what it is, though, for sure.
I like the older ones. The newer ones just don't make any sense at all for me.
Sounds about valid because, like, you know, the OG ones, you always end up being better.
I'm always forgetting the name of the actor of the one who did the old ones, but out of all the zombies movies and stuff, Resident Evil was, like, number one, in my opinion.
It's like the same thing with Star Wars, though. Like, the ones of George Lucas were good. J.J. Abrams, he ruined it. So, like, the shows are still good, but the movies aren't no more. So that's why is you don't mess with anything that ain't OG. Like, the first one's usually good. But then once someone tries to go, like, do, like, a second or third one or something like that, then it just never ends up being as good as the first one almost.
Some of them do be, like occasionally, but it depends, sure, but it depends on what type of movie it is, though.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of movies, they just overcomplicate the story sometimes.
Yeah, they add too much in it.
And the movie just gets boring and everything. And everybody just doesn't even watch the full movie.
Like Friday, the first, second one, and the third one, really good movies.
Yeah.
Anything else? I don't really think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's always somewhere where they go wrong.
Yeah. For which movie are we referring to, possibly?
You don't know what Friday is?
Oh, I didn't hear you say that. That's why I was like double checking.
No, that's what it says. Like, bro.
I really don't be watching TV like that. Like, I just either be playing games or I'm outside playing sports or, you know, cutting grass around a neighbor, just doing something productive or not.
You don't
know. But. I just had something in my mind I was about to say, and I can't remember it now. Oh, I remember now. So I've either of y'all, ever watched Cobra Kai before?
Cobra Kai?
Yeah.
Like, TV show?
Yeah.
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 How did y'all feel about it?
I liked it, but I stopped liking it, like, after.
I feel like season 5 is the best.
They got the on and off moments where I don't like it.
Season 2 and 3 is kind of, like, too much teenage drama and just fights almost every episode.
It's kind of funny, though. It's kind of funny.
Bro, not gonna lie. Hawk's little, you know, mohawk kind of went hard, though.
I hate his mohawk. I'm not gonna lie. I hate his mohawk.
He had a new color every season,
exactly. That's exactly why I hated it.
Which color is probably your favorite, though, for the mohawk? I can't remember. I think he had, like, purple, blue, and red, and some other color.
I think it was the red. I think I liked the red the most.
Yeah, when I saw him just have that mohawk out of nowhere in, like, season 1, I was like,
where did this come from?
Exactly.
Whoa, go back.
Like, he just went from nerd mode to
cool mode.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, bro, you took one karate class and you switched overnight. Like,
let me try that.
He had that inner bully in him.
Yeah, like, he wanted to be a bully or something. I'm like, what is wrong with this dude? But no, the funniest episode, it's not even funny. It wasn't supposed to be funny. It's supposed to be sad. Mm-hmm. Remember when Miguel got
Oh my god,
I thought that funny.
Oh my god, that's terrible.
I found that so funny. I'm sorry.
Poor Miguel. Getting laughed at from every direction.
Dang. We better chill before he comes over here and shows us some karate for real.
I'm gonna call the cops.
Spray him with your pepper spray.
Swear to God, you better lead us up where he at.
Be like, hey, yo, can you teach me some karate moves? No, I'm going to beat you up.
But honestly, I do understand the laughing at that part, though, because whenever someone tells me something tragic or random out of nowhere, I just start dying because I don't expect it.
Bro, it wasn't even, it wasn't the fact that it was how he was falling. Like, it was, I felt bad that he got pushed off. It was how he was, no!
They did make it look all dramatic.
I'm like, bro, it's not that.
It's not that deep. I mean, it is that deep because he's falling.
Yeah, but
at the same
time, it was funny.
I can't remember what that one dude's name was. I think it was
Sam.
It was like that one nerdy guy that was friends with Hawk, Dimitri.
Yeah.
I liked when he kicked Hawk into the trophy case. I was like, let's go. About time he's doing something.
Yeah, because I thought he was like, I'm like, bro, you take a karate class, you don't learn nothing.
He's always getting bullied.
Like, for real.
Like, for the longest time, his friends taking all karate classes, doing all this cool stuff, and he's just like, like chilling in the background, like, nah, I still don't want to do this.
I don't want to fight. Why are you taking the class then?
Like, bro, you complain about getting bullied but not doing nothing about it. Like, come on. Yeah.
Also, what's that one girl named Peyton? Is it?
Yeah,
her name is Samantha. Her, them two, when they was going around in little circles.
Yeah.
That was hilarious too. I don't know why.
You know what's funny? It's like, after I saw Peyton, like, in Cobra Kai, I was like, holy shit, that's the person I played Emma and Jesse. And Jesse was such a good show for real. I did too.
Hey, Jesse.
I've rewatched it a few times.
I always watch it.
It's like a party every day. Hey, Jesse.
Oh, gosh. We're going to have some background music now.
Oh, you about to pull it up now?
No.
Speaking of Jesse, have y'all heard about Sky Jackson and the things she be doing? Not the things she be doing, but
she looks way different now, too.
She's so pretty. But she always been pretty. But, so basically, she was on her, like, TikTok Live telling people to send her $5 like she's not rich to do a giveaway. What rich person, famous person you know is going to tell you to give them money so they can get something for a giveaway? And she didn't even do the giveaway. Oh. She took their money, and didn't even do the giveaway. So, like, y'all just got scammed by Scott. I wouldn't even send her no money. She's rich.
Yeah.
Like...
As some of the fans just be simping though, like they'll just really be doing anything for real. And it's funny.
She had got mad at y'all watch Euphoria?
Nah, but I do know what it is though.
So the girl that plays Gia, Stormy Reed, she got mad at her for like copying a hairstyle or whatever. It's a hairstyle.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
It's a hairstyle. She was like, she called herself like a trendsetter or whatever. Mm-hmm. Girl, I seen her hairstyle before she had it on.
Wasn't she messing up like Kai Cena before too? Man, I love Kai Cena and them. They're funny.
It's the net.
Oh, I thought I was seeing it.
No.
Right.
You've been calling the wrong name this whole time.
Yep. No one corrected me either. So
like, Kai is funny, but he do got his moments where he be like, bro, like if he don't chill out, they're gonna cancel him. Like he gotta chill out.
I feel bad for him though, because whenever Phantom just be coming in stealing his food.
I gotta pay the food tax too though in my house. Like. My brother be coming in there taking my food all the time.
Phantom just like the instant there's food in the house, he knows. It's like he put a tracking device on
It's like he got a camera or something in their room. He always knows somebody got some food.
He's like checking out his phone.
That's my dog.
Food.
He smells it. He smells it.
He got that dog in him, man.
He do.
That's my dog right there. As soon as he hears a bag of chips, he's coming to whoever has it.
And you can hear him. You know when he come in.
Get out.
Speaking of dogs, once Speed was barking at a dog and he outbarked the dog. Like,
Speed?
Yes. Like, how do you outbark the dog?
No.
That dog is backing up like, arf, arf, arf.
Oh, my God.
My dog, I want to see, like, because I got a bully and he don't shut up.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. He don't shut up. But I want to see, like, can Speed outbark him?
I don't know. That bully might start, like, running up on Speed. He might not want to deal with that.
But
like, you know, those dogs are a little more aggressive than a little chihuahua or whatever that thing was.
He's like a fat teddy bear. He's just like a muscular teddy bear.
I think I like once saw like a video where I think he was like at a zoo or something, and there's this lion in a cage, and he started barking at the lion, so the lion just like roared at him real loud, and he just got down on the ground. He like starts bowing down to the lion. He's like, I'm sorry.
He need a little help. He's a little help.
He's funny though. His Zoom trolls were great too. I love the little Zoom trolls. He'd be trolling all those old people in their classes.
Oh my God, I always wanted to do that. But I be trying to, like, I be confused on how they even get in there.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's
especially
great.
If there's a password or a passcode.
Yeah. Like,
how do you know that? It could be a full-on
yoga. I think
they'd
do, like,
yoga.
Some slight hacking thing or something. I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty great, though. I just always love watching those videos, and he'd just be singing the most randomest things. And this one time, he's, like, doing a Zoom troll, and I don't know how he did it, but he, like, made it look like he was inside, like, this GTA game driving a car, and he's, like, crashed and started screaming. And once he, like, joined his driver's ed Zoom, and so then he like did that GTA thing again. It's like, you want me to back up? Are you serious? It starts like yelling, and then the driver's ed teacher's just staring at him mad, confused, like,
bro, how'd you get on here tonight?
I know she had to be laughing after she kicked them out. I know I would have been.
They're probably like, sorry guys for that major interruption. Back to our yoga class. All right, so stretch down.
Man, if I was ever a teacher though, and I had someone like Zoom bomb my Zoom, I'd be happy and chilling about it. Like, that'd be funny.
Just back there on my phone. You could take the class for all I care.
This class is boring. These people are boring. This subject's boring. Make this more entertaining. Let's go.
Entertain us.
Like, I'll be getting those type of videos on TikTok, and they'd be like, I don't even know how you got in here. I'm like, girl, shut up. He's making the class fun. Like, shut
for
up.
For real. What's funny is when all those people start getting mad and yell at them, too. And this one YouTuber I know, like, Baylen Levine and Steezy Kane. Maybe familiar, either one of them.
No, I barely be on YouTube.
Well, Steezy Kane really doesn't make as much videos anymore. He used to, like, do singing in public videos and other funny stuff. But anyway, so they Zoom bomb together, and they were like cussing at each other and yelling and everything. And then they got like muted, so they just like started like writing on paper, putting signs up over and over again, and just like flipping each other off.
Gosh,
it was great.
That'd be pretty cool.
And then once this one YouTuber I know was a Zoom trolling, and he like went in his shower and pretended to take a shower while on a school Zoom.
How you like in school? Sorry for cutting you off.
The schedule's aight, but I personally never like being here, so I got this class for the first two periods, so you know, it's cool. I like this class, it's chilling. And then the third period, I got
the town hall.
Well, no one cares about the town hall.
No, it's a media plus.
Oh, it's for them computers and that stuff.
People still having problems with commuting,
and that's because everybody's computer is not working. Like anybody that got the computer recently, it's not connected to the Wi-Fi. I got mine
last. I still got mine from last year because I didn't come on the last day.
I've been having the same one for the past 2 years, and it's that right there.
I swapped like 4 to 5 computers. Like they start tweaking after a while. Like the screen just keeps like flickering on and off and just turning itself off. So I'm like,
they don't want it. Obviously, I would have sold it. They don't want it. Like,
but so yeah, for my classes, obviously first two periods radio, it's cool. Third period, I got U.S. government. I like that class. It's also cool. Fourth period, economics. I don't like that class. I gotta pay attention. It's not fair. I gotta take notes. And then fifth period's environmental science. It was pretty funny in there the one day. And then sixth period is And then sixth period's pre-cal. I got one of my homies in there, so I gotta pay attention in the math class too. Like math class is always easy as long as you pay attention, but if you don't pay attention, then it's kind of like iffy.
Yeah, like you gotta pay attention from the first day or you're not gonna understand it. That's how it was in geometry.
So I would be like lazy a lot in math class, and then I like sometimes wouldn't know what I was doing. And so then like the day before the test, I'd like figure out how to do everything and learn it in the same day. I'd be like, yo, teach. Okay, how do I do this? Okay, cool. How do I do that? All right, bet. Let's go.
They gave up because most of my, because I have a 504 plan. So yeah. Most of my teachers let me have my phone out to watch movies or whatever. And I'm taking a test. I'd be over there just,
have that on this whole time.
I'd just be over there on Brainly like.
And in the seventh period, I got astronomy. So I'm ahead of my assignments in there right now because I just, unlike usual, actually locked in and just finished the assignment so I could have chill time in there. For the past few days, it's like I just been staying on top of it and having like a few extra minutes in the class to chill. That thing is, I don't like no one in there, so like it's boring. Once I have my free time, I'm just like listening to music, waiting for the day to be over since it's the last class of the day.
Sometimes you need like a class. When my classes are torn, I go to sleep, especially my 6 and 7.
For me, it's hard to go to sleep in school. Like I've only genuinely fallen asleep in school one, and that was in fifth grade when I didn't sleep for multiple days. Like it was over a week.
It's just uncomfortable.
I
fell asleep on the deck. I have all the dogs barking in the distance.
No, but them chairs that they give us, that they make us sit in, how are we supposed to fall asleep on those? Like, I've tried. Normally, I just sleep up on that chair with it, low-key, because, you know.
If this was my 6 and 7, I would be happy, but I'll find a way to make myself comfortable in the chair, especially if I'm in front of somebody. I'm going to put my foot on your chair. What are you going to do? Like, I'm going to put it on your chair, and then I do this, and I go to sleep. I'll be in my own world.
I was just chilling on the bus. They had my eyes closed and everything. I'm kind of looking at middle to see. Next thing I know, someone just violently sits down next to me. I'm like,
that's what shit I would do.
Like most of the time I just be trying to sit by myself and everything, and, you know, I kind of like just sit wide a bit, kind of so I just really be chilling.
Just next put your legs on the seat.
Boom.
I would just put my legs on the seat. It's like,
yeah, like usually people don't care to sit with me, but now everyone just wants to be sitting next to me. I'm like, who are you? Like, I don't know y'all. Go sit next to one of y'all friends or something. I ain't your friend.
I ain't your friend.
And then, like, sometimes there'd be, like, open seats anywhere, and then a dude will come in, or a female, or whatever. They'll just come in and sit right next to you. Like, bro, there is this whole row open. Like, sit there.
And what happened to everyone, like, sitting in the back? Like, I'm up here sitting in the front. Don't sit next to me. Go to the back. Go be like everyone else.
Yeah, and then when you sit in the front, they come up there with you, and I'm like, bro, there's literally a back seat right next to me in my row.
There's open seats back there, too.
I haven't rode the bus in so long.
Anywhere else.
Yeah, I'm kind of traumatized to drive. Because, like, the driver's ed car was easy, going 55 miles per hour, nothing easy. But, like, my dad tried to make me drive his truck. I told him I wasn't ready to drive the truck.
You have to learn how to drive a truck. That's what my dad is trying to teach me. He's like, you got to learn how to drive a truck first. Because if you can drive a truck, you can drive anything.
Yeah, I just told him I wasn't ready for the truck, and he tried to make me drive the truck. It didn't go well. That's all I'll say.
Crash into a tree?
Oh, nah. For starters, as I was going to back up, my homie's just on his bike like an idiot in the middle of the street.
He wanted to get hit.
Oh, God.
I'd be like, oops, sorry.
And so when I started backing up, all of a sudden this car came out of nowhere. Like, when I did my double check, ain't no car there. So I'm like, cool. Almost hit the garage. I back up again. Almost hit my dumb friend just sitting there and all.
Oh my gosh. Oh.
So once he finally gets out of my way, I start to go driving off. But like, that wheel's kind of weird. Like, I don't know. Like, even when you hold it straight and steady, like, it still seems to kind of drift off towards the side a bit.
Probably need some that you put in there.
And so, yeah. I almost took out some mailboxes as well, too. And then after that, you know, got some yells. And so I'm like, all right, I'm done.
Sorry.
I'm done.
Took out your mailbox, but you were replacing it, right?
Yeah. I remember the first time I was driving, my brother was letting me drive his Camaro, like, as a test drive.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
I ran into my next door neighbor's mailbox.
Oh, that's not amazing.
The whole thing fell down.
I once ran over the mailbox with my body while playing basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The lady came outside, her little chihuahua was barking and shit. She said, y'all hit my mailbox. I said, your mailbox is just weak. Like, I barely was going that fast.
I'm like, no, your mailbox hit me.
Right, like.
It got in my way. And then I actually hit it.
She was like, well, you guys got to pay for new. I said, my dad can just put it up for you. I'm not paying for it. But when I buy a new, it just fell out the ground. It's not broke.
It just fell out the ground.
What?
Yeah, bro, my mailbox, bro, it's just laying over. Shut up.
Oh, my God. We got this old lady.
Get your chihuahua, too.
First of all, let me talk about her chihuahua. So, I have three dogs. I have a big, like, she's obese, but she's a pit bull terrier. And then I have Onyx, and then Scarlet. Scarlet is really ugly. I'll show y'all a picture of her. She's a really ugly dog.
I've seen her before.
Yeah, she's a really ugly dog. But she's also a bully.
For a minute, when you were laughing, I thought it was some dog barking. I looked up. I was like, what the world? Where did that come from?
She thought she ate.
She's a really ugly dog. But Onyx, on the other hand, he's really cute. But for some odd reason, her chihuahua, I think it can beat Onyx. My dog, that dog is like this high off the ground. Onyx is about this high off the ground. So I don't know how it's going to work. But yeah, I remember one time she had let him go to like try to bite my dog or whatever. Onyx was that dog. He's just like a big teddy bear. I don't have no pictures of Coco because she's a Oh yes, I do.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, she's just a little
Looks kind of mad. She's like, why you taking pictures of me?
No, that's just
that's just her
rest face.
That's just her face. But yeah,
poor Coco.
Yeah, I'd be having that rest face, and everyone just be thinking I'm mad. Like, I'm not mad. I'm just chilling. Like, what do I got to laugh about right now? School ain't funny.
But Coco, she's a really sassy dog.
Really sassy?
She's a really sassy dog, and she got a really bad attitude now because she's getting older.
And what's funny is on the first day of school, I was walking through the hallway, and this teacher's like, cheer up. I'm like, why?
But I don't
she's
even like, want to be here.
I'm like, exactly. I'm like, why am I supposed to be happy to be here? Because you're in school. I ain't happy to be here.
Bro, only reason why she happy because she's making money again. Exactly. Like, that's the only reason why she happy.
Like, come on.
I graduate after midterm, so I'm out of here after December.
Are you lucky?
I know.
I'm out of here and probably, quote unquote, because you know my mom would be lying, saying we're going to move. We're going to move in November. We're going to move in 3 years. So.
Yeah, my parents always be talking about how they want to move there and move this. And I'm like, this ain't going to happen until I graduate, so this ain't going to affect me. I ain't going to be living for y'all no more. Because like, I just been ready to move, so. Yeah, and then after I graduate, me and one of my homies probably going to go start exploring a bit, so I got to go to college because, you know, since the school year's already started, I can't just hop in the middle of the year, so I'll have 6 months to chill.
That's really
sad, though. Because I really burnt myself out, like, towards the end of junior year, and then over the summer, I took a college class and two random classes, and then my English classes for English 12, so I wouldn't have to do it this year. And so it just wasn't... My schedule kind of got freaked up to what it's supposed to be because, like, when Miss Brumby was still here, if you know who she is, we had my schedule set up for 4 radio classes, that's what I was supposed to have, and then economics, pre-cal, and environmental science. I got a new guy in. I look at my schedule. I'm like, the frick is this? Yeah, I had 2 periods of radio. I had English, though I passed it. I had environmental science, economics, and pre-cal. So I'm like, hold up. Oh, and no, I had a study hall, so one of those classes I didn't have. I don't remember which one. Anyways.
You can talk to your counselor. Oh, no, it's probably too late now. We too
late. I already fixed it up and everything.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was just like, hold up. I passed English. I ain't doing that crap again.
Bro, they try to make me do gym again. Like, the swimming part, I'm not swimming. Like, I got out of it the first year. I'm not doing it.
I never had to swim or take gym class. You know why?
Why?
8th grade, I took one of the summer school health classes or whatever. 9th grade, played football. 2 gym credits. GG's. Yeah.
See, I'm not no sports type of girl. Like, at
just,
all.
Just go do track freshman year and you're chilling. That's all you had to do. Just do track.
I got out of swimming 2 times. Because the Raymond Park has a pool, too. So I got out of there, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, I'd be like, I'm allergic to chlorine.
Mm.
I am allergic though.
I just never really went swimming or anything like that. So I don't know. Ooh. That was aggressive.
That was really aggressive.
Hold on, wait, let me fix it.
I think she got possessed.
Sorry, guys, I was yawning.
I don't think that was yawning.
No, that wasn't really yawning. That was stretching.
Demon, yeah. Yeah, I got a demon at me.
But yeah. I'm going to go down there to the Freshman Academy and tell all them kids how to get out of swimming. Because all I did was say I'm allergic and I had a doctor's note. But I am allergic. I take chlorine.
No, don't help those freshmen. They're annoying.
I shouldn't. My niece is in there, so I got to kind of help her. Cool.
Ain't got no freshmen.
Hey, what's funny is they're not even allowed to have their phones at all.
I know. I couldn't do it. I'd be like, girl, listen.
Like, when I was in middle school, usually everything was getting better after I got out the grade. But now, for them, everything's getting worse as I get out
the grade. They're like, bro, we're going to be a sophomores and going to have our phones. Like, they're going to change it every year for them.
But, man, I really missed my sophomore English class. Like, we was all lit in there. Like, literally everyone was vibing with each other. So, we was always cracking jokes every day and everything, and just having a good time.
Radio class was my favorite class because it was 6 and 7 hours.
Yeah, this is my favorite.
I was always high.
This and Latin classes, like, my Latin class is between my favorite ones last year. But sophomore year was English, though.
I'm taking Latin.
Yeah, Latin's pretty easy. It's okay. Cool. Mr. Myers is a cool teacher and everything.
I got that one dude with his dog, like, oh God. You know what I'm talking about? I'm sorry. I don't know his
name. I'll say there's only one Latin teacher, so it's Mr. Myers.
Is he the? Huh? Is he funny? Yeah. Try to be funny?
Yeah, he's always making jokes.
Yeah. You
know. He's sometimes funny, and then sometimes he tries, and just I'd be nice and laugh anyways.
It's just a hit and miss for me. I don't laugh at all. I'd just be looking at him like, he be, knock, knock, I'll be.
Who plays knock, knock?
He's always saying, like, a knock, knock joke.
I mean, it's at least better than those lame teachers that don't do anything, though.
Yeah, he's cool. It's just, like, me personally, I just like to sit there and get my work done.
Yeah.
And then it's at the end of the day, I want to go to sleep.
Sometimes he be playing his guitar a bit sometimes.
Oh,
while we're working and stuff.
I don't like that. He's good. Don't get me wrong, he's good. I just be in my own world. I'm listening to my own music. His guitar is too loud. Like, I don't have my music blasting because of everybody else. And then I have to have one AirPod in. And I hear nothing but a guitar in my ear. And I don't like that. I'm trying to hear my music.
I just put both my earbuds in full volume and go deaf for each day. Let's go.
No, I did that. He said,
turn it down.
I said, bro, listen, you playing that guitar, you're going to tell me to take one out? I don't want to hear that.
Nicole, you're struggling.
We have this.
But I think he's just stricter this year because, like, probably because like a lot of people never like really listened that much last year and just kind of slacked off. So, yeah. You know, after a while, like when certain teachers get taken advantage of a lot, they just start becoming Karens. He sounds still chill though.
He is chill, but we got this one girl in our class and she's just so mean to him for no reason. Like, I don't be mean to him. I'd be like, you know, I'm just in my own world. She is mean. Like,
Which class period do you have before?
7th.
Oh, didn't I walked in there yesterday.
Oh, I wasn't there. I wasn't here yesterday.
But I was in astronomy and I finished my assignment. Like, I was already ahead and everything. Like, I finished it the previous day. So she's just like, oh, you're done already? I'm like, yeah. Can I go to the library now? And she's like, oh, can you get the papers from the copying room for me first? I'm like, sure. I really didn't want to, but I'm like, let me just get this out of the way so I can get out of here sooner. Because, like, I really don't mess up with those people in there. And I think most of them are, like, sophomores and freshmen or whatever. So I'm like, I definitely got to get out of here.
So, yeah.
Like, a few of mine know are seniors and stuff, and one of my friends are juniors in there, but most of them, yeah, I don't mess with those younglings, bro. What's wild how some seniors really just be dating those younger people, but I could never.
Oh, my God. I know somebody who's doing that, like, right now.
I do, too, but they're now graduated, so no, I don't know if it's still going on, but.
He's, like, 19. This girl is 14.
That's just wild.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, me, I personally date my age or older. It's just, you know.
I just date. older. I just date older.
Yeah.
I don't, because it's just me. Like, I like all my friends being older than me and all that. Because, shit, like, who don't like being a baby of the group? Like the I don't have this. You can get this for me.
Yeah. Like, the youngest I would do is maybe a year younger than me, but not right now since I'm a senior. So, right now, it's just strictly older.
Right. I only do people that's older than me. Sometimes, the same age, I can't do nobody younger than me because I feel like you're
a little childish.
You're childish. Like, I don't know.
I mean, well, it's all right to be a little childish, but not like
full on
that childish.
Childish.
Well, not gonna lie, like, I'm childish and serious at the same time. Like, when I need to be serious, I'm serious. Right. But, like, if I know you pretty well, I'm gonna be childish sometimes.
I'm gonna be cool.
Right back. All
right. Should we just conclude this here then, probably?
Huh?
Should we probably just conclude this here?
Bye.
Sorry.
Oh, that's a wrap, y'all. We out of the danger zone. Let's go.